Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times 8. I don't know. A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's play it once again on a Tuesday, January 3rd, and a Wednesday, January 4th. What's going on, everybody? Hopefully everybody's having a great day. It is Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, right here on audioboom.com, right here on iTunes. If you are listening, Matt Derry and you on a Tuesday. You know, it's so funny. The Lions are playing in a playoff game, Saturday night in Seattle against the Seahawks. Number one, nobody thinks they can win, maybe except Rob Rubik, who was our guest last night. And even Rob at the end said he's not picking them. He just said he thinks they have a chance. Number two, while nobody thinks they can win, the chatter today in Allen Park was not about can they win? What will they do? Everything else, but questioning Jim Caldwell about his job status and whether or not he feels like he has to win this game to keep his job in year three as head coach of the Lions, and whether or not he's had discussions with Bob Quinn or Rod Wood or ownership about, hey, has anybody said anything to you? Jim Caldwell kept it very close to the vest today. We'll get into all that coming up right here on Locked On Lions. Another edition, Seahawk game coming up, injury updates. Your tweets at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. And also, Facebook comments are always welcome on the Matt Derry fan page as well. But let's get into the injury situation just quickly, and then I want to get into the Caldwell stuff. Number one, the Lions right now have a banged-up right tackle situation. Riley Reiff, of course, missed the game on Sunday night against the Giants due to a hip injury and had to sit. So Corey Robinson, the former seventh-round pick, stepped in. I thought did a pretty good job, certainly against Julius Peppers and Clay Matthews and that group on Sunday night. But today, the Lions have placed Corey Robinson on injured reserve. So his season is done. So the Lions are bringing back, Garrett Reynolds. Do you guys remember Garrett Reynolds, who had to play right tackle for the Lions a couple of years ago, and Waddle got hurt and Lucas got hurt? Yes, that Garrett Reynolds, a Martin Mayhew signee, is back with the Lions and is on the main roster. So the Lions need some help. Riley Reiff only went through a partial practice today, limited practice, with that sore hip. Hopefully he's fine, and hopefully he can play on Saturday night against the Seahawks. If, in fact, Riley Reiff can't play, we're talking about Cornelius Lucas in Seattle. Oh, my God. Could you imagine Cornelius Lucas trying to block like Michael Bennett and Cliff Averill? And I forgot Cornelius Lucas was even on the squad. Corny Lucas, the pride of Kansas State. He's terrible. So hopefully Riley Reiff is okay. And again, it's just Tuesday. Team will practice today, tomorrow, Thursday, fly out Friday, and play Saturday night. But Reiff missed most of practice today. I guess he did some limited work on the side and with a sore hip. But hopefully Riley Reiff is all right. But again, missing Corey Robinson sucks. Also, Asa Jackson. Yes, that Asa Jackson, the cornerback, placed on IR as well, and Adarius Barnes brought back up from the practice squad. That'll be a book one day about what happened to Adarius Barnes in 2016. This guy was the starting nickel cornerback for the Lions. Not the starting nickel, but he was the first guy off the bench for most of the season. Unknown, free agent signee, Bob Quinn liked him, and boom, he makes the team, and boom, he's playing. Then all of a sudden, Adarius Jackson isn't good enough, so we've got to get rid of him and bring up Darius Barnes isn't good enough, so we got to get rid of him to go get Asa Jackson off the Ravens practice squad. Then we got to go get Cresden Butler. Then we got to play Batamosi. Then we got to play Don Carey. Now all of a sudden, Darius Barnes is back and active and may just suit up on Saturday night against the Seahawks. And I thought he did okay when he was out there for the Lions earlier in the year as their nickel cornerback wearing number 36. So that is the latest on the update situation for the Leos as they get ready to face Seattle in a game again that I don't think anybody thinks they have a snowball's chance in hell of winning. The spread opened up at about 7.5. Now it's up to 8. Pete Carroll saying today, the Seahawks head coach, that Russell Wilson was not himself at the beginning or middle of the season, but is playing much better now and seems to be healthy and seems to be more confident. We shall see. Well, Russell Wilson, who's a pretty efficient passer, going up against a defense against the pass that is not very efficient in your Detroit Lions. We'll go out to Seattle later on in the week. But certainly a hot topic today also was the future of Jim Caldwell. What will happen? And I'm hearing so much talk, and I was driving home today listening to a little of Lenny and Foster. Great to hear Terry back on the air on the ticket, along with Mike. Congrats to Terry about getting healthy and getting well and getting back on the air. Always great to hear T. Foss back. But a lot of talk about Caldwell's future. And I don't think, and this is just my opinion, I don't think Jim Caldwell's future is tied to the Forts. I don't think Jim Caldwell's future is in the hands of Rod Wood, Lions team president. I don't think Jim Caldwell's future is in the hands of Bob Quinn, the maestro, the Lions' first-year general manager. I don't think it's in the hands of any of those people. And before I tell you whose hands I do think they're in, I do want to remind you, Locked On NFL with Matt Williamson going through all the playoff matchups right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. If you didn't know, the Locked On Podcast Network is the fastest moving and most improved and everything else sports podcast company and group in the country. All right? They're growing. We got every NFL team, every NBA team, and it's all right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Check out all of it. Dan Feldman, too, doing Locked On Pistons, also here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Okay, so who do I think Jim Caldwell's future lies in the hands of? It's one person. I don't think it's going to be up to the Fords to make the call or Bob Quinn or anybody. It's up to Matthew Stafford. Remember, Matthew Stafford's contract is up after next season. If Matthew Stafford, when the Lions this offseason go to Matthew Stafford and say, Matthew, we don't want to enter 2017 with you having a cap hit of $22 million, you having a base salary of $16.5 million, we want to tear all this up or we want to add to it whatever it takes. We've got to keep you around. And that would be the Lions' smartest move. The first move they should make this offseason, whether it's coach, whether you think Caldwell sucks, whether you think Caldwell should stay, more importantly, is Matthew Stafford. This quarterback has led the Lions to the playoffs. He's had to carry this team with no more Calvin Johnson, with a 37-year-old go-to receiver in Anquan Boldin, with Ebron missing games, with Theo Riddick missing games, with rookies up and down the offensive line. Matthew Stafford has had a tremendous year. Passer rating of 93.3. Throwing for 4,327 yards. How about 24 touchdowns, 10 interceptions? Dude was sacked 37 times this year, but boy, he had a tremendous year, led this team on so many comebacks, and Matthew Stafford has got to be locked up for the future and has proven that this season. In year 8, something finally clicked with Stafford. And I know his numbers haven't been great the last few games since the finger injury and the 3 touchdowns and the 5 picks. Look, first things first, Bob Quinn and the Lions and the Fords and everybody have got to handle their business and get Matthew Stafford signed, sealed, and delivered for the future. And don't have him, don't even dare go into a contract year with him in 2017 without him being locked up. But my point is, Stafford holds the cards. If the Detroit Lions call Matthew Stafford up, let's say they lose Saturday night, and on Monday they're cleaning out their locker and Bob Quinn grabs Stafford and says, hey, come down to my office for a second. Quinn walks him down to the office there on the second floor of the Allen Park and says, hey, We want to sign you long term. We want to make you the highest paid player in the NFL. And Matthew Stafford says, great. That sounds good. Who am I playing for next year? Who's my coach? And Bob Quinn says, you know what? We're making a change. Stafford might go, eh, I'll play it out then. I don't want to play for anybody else. Don't you think that would have some say in whether Quinn pulls the trigger on Jim Caldwell or not? What Stafford thinks? Now, that shouldn't be. Matthew Stafford's not a general manager. Matthew Stafford's not in charge. But if the Lions don't have Jim Caldwell next year, well, they still have Matthew Stafford. If the Lions don't have Matthew Stafford next year, who they got? Jake Rudock? I know some of you Michigan slappies that listen to this podcast go, oh, yeah, Rudock's ready. Yeah. I mean, come on. Jake Rudock's not an NFL starting quarterback. He hasn't played. Jim Harbaugh waved that magic pixie dust over him a couple of years ago or last year and made him into a serviceable college quarterback with a very good season. Matthew Stafford may have a pretty big say in this, don't you think? If he says, I want to play for Jim Caldwell next year and Jim Bob Cooter next year. And the Lions say, great, they're going to both be back. Let's sign a long-term deal. And then the long-term deal gets done. And then going into year four of Caldwell, which, by the way, is a lame duck year for him. But maybe Caldwell says, will Caldwell make demands? Who knows? Today, Jim Caldwell said his focus was on Seattle and that he even brought up Marty Schottenheimer as once fired after a 14-2 season. I'm not so sure Jim Caldwell at his age is going to make demands about his contract, but Stafford can. That's my point on this. I think there's a good chance that Matthew Stafford is going to say, yeah, I'll sign as long as I get my freedom. Matthew Stafford has tremendous amounts of freedom playing for this coaching staff with the Detroit Lions. He changes every play. Basically, Stafford's running the show. If Bob Quinn tells him, you know, I'm bringing Josh McDaniels in, Stafford might go, hell with that. I don't want to deal with him. No thanks. Now, Tom Brady loves dealing with McDaniels. That's a different story. Matthew Stafford's got a bit of an ego. You don't think Matthew Stafford doesn't like to pad his numbers a little bit and be the gunslinger that he is and look up at the scoreboard and see his stats? He might be thinking, I don't know about all this. What about Jim Bob? What about Reverend Jim Caldwell? I think Stafford's going to have a big hand in what goes on in the future of Jim Caldwell because the Lions must get Stafford signed before next season. If he hits the open market, he's gone. I mean, I know what he says all the time. Oh, I love it here. And, you know, his wife's having twins, and they put down tremendous roots here, no question. But Stafford might also pull a Calvin and go, man, I've been here a long time, and we're not winning. And yes, this year was nice. Won 9 games, got into the playoffs. Heck, if they go into Seattle and somehow upset the Seahawks, that'll be great. And Stafford will love it. And this is his franchise. And this is his town now. He's won over the haters, everything else. But, you know, Lions can't let him hit the open market. Right? I mean, you know, what if Brady retires? You don't think Stafford wouldn't want to go up to New England? I mean, there's plenty of places for him to go. So, love your thoughts on that, at Derry Speaks on Twitter. It's just something I thought about today because I truly believe that Stafford's going to have a say in Caldwell's future. And look, my opinion, I don't think Jim Caldwell is a good game coach. I don't think I'm saying anything that's not too obvious. But would I fire him after this year? I don't know. There's nobody out there that I'm sitting here saying I would go get if I were the Lions. Now, again, I mean, McDaniels' name is out there, and Matt Patricia, the defensive coordinator for the Patriots. So those are the guys with Bob Quinn ties. Can we go get Bill Cowher out of? He's not coming out. What about Tony Dungy? Those guys aren't coming out of retirement. Yeah, let's get John Gruden in here. John Gruden makes like $7 million a year to work once a week. All right, I don't think any of those guys are coming to Detroit anytime soon. Now, Caldwell has his flaws, but this team's playing for him. And this year, with all the guys out, Ansa and Levy and Riddick and everything else, the Lions surprised a lot of people and won 9 games and got to the playoffs. Nobody, none of you, thought that was possible at the start of the year. It's just something to think about. I'm not sitting here dying on the vine for Caldwell. But maybe some continuity, which what Belichick always talks about. And Bob Quinn's a Belichick disciple. keeping the same staff intact, having the same system intact. Who knows? Maybe Terrell Austin doesn't get a head coaching job again. Jim Bob Cooter's not interviewing anywhere at the moment. We're getting any sniffs. Maybe you keep the same staff again and try to build on this. I don't dislike Caldwell like some. I don't think he's good, but players play for him. They won 9 games this year. They're not exactly chock full of Pro Bowlers. They had 0 Pro Bowlers named. 0. That's a testament to the coach for finding ways to win and having this group play pretty hard. They're in every game. Just a thought. But I think that Stafford holds the keys to the Caldwell car for one more year, especially this offseason. All right, that'll wrap things up. Another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. We'll head to Seattle this week. We'll get some more guests. We'll get some more preview in the mix. Talk Lions and Seahawks the rest of this week. And then Saturday night, 8:15, primetime, NBC. It is Seattle and Detroit. The Lions have lost 8 straight playoff games. The Seahawks have won 9 straight playoff games at home at CenturyLink. Chew on that for a little bit. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.